Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H, and to sponsor reports from the 2016 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransCo.com. That's ITCTransCo.com. ITC, your energy superhighway.
Farm Assure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. Farm Assure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's Farm Assure.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now this morning. And Tom, let's take a look at livestock futures yesterday. Actually, very quickly, another nice day across the board yesterday. And the cattle and the hogs certainly were a couple of sets that did not let us down.
That's exactly right, Dave. It was a very price bullish session for the live cattle and feeder cattle yesterday as they saw contracts that traded close to the highs of the calendar year 2016. Now, strength appears to be coming in our cattle complex from the higher beef prices and the box beef, technical buying, and ideas of possibly higher cash cattle trade in our feed yards this week as we're still waiting for the majority of the trade to take place. Now, choice box beef was $1.42 higher yesterday. Selects were up 21 cents on a total movement of 140 loads. Daily cattle slaughter, 108,000 head. Cash feeder index down 9 cents. The April and June lean hog futures scored new highs yesterday for 2016. On the close yesterday, April live cattle $1.52 higher. April feeder cattle up $2.87. And April lean hog 7 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment. It's the Hall of Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and limflex bulls, 65 fall yearlings, that's 63 black and polled and 2 reds, 35 spring yearlings, 95 limflex with low birth weights and outstanding growth and performance, and 5 top purebreds. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or log on to www.hallchr.com. Well, Tom, the good fortune moved over to the grains as well yesterday. The wheat, the corn, the soybeans all had very good days at the close.
Yes, Dave, considering the fact that yesterday was really a day that lacked any kind of price positive news to motivate the grains higher, they still managed to close on a positive note. Now, when you look at last week's lows in the wheat and the soybeans, they have bounced to yesterday's high by about 30 cents, while the corn markets only bounced by about a dime. Now, today, the CME group is lowering the margin requirements for both Chicago and Kansas City wheat futures, along with the corn and soybean futures. Now, trading overnight has been in fairly quiet volume, but we are currently seeing upside. May KC wheat's trading a penny and a quarter higher. May corn's up a half a penny. May soybeans 4 cents higher. May cotton's up 50 points. April crude oil is 81 cents higher. The March dollar index is up 52 cents. And March Dow Jones futures 146 points higher.
Now, Tom, for someone who's interested in commodities trading, how can they get more information?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web. Either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning, and we'll check in with you again this afternoon after today's market to wrap up. Now, until then, for Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.